From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Trade tensions thawed slightly last week after China decided to exclude U.S. soybeans and pork from additional tariffs. They also purchased 256,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans on top of the 204,000 purchased earlier in the month. According to the National Farmers Union, the U.S. exported $12.2 billion worth of soybeans to China in 2017. President Trump reacted by delaying a planned tariff boost on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods until October 15th. California Fresh Fruit Association's new CEO, Ian LeMay, spoke recently about what he calls his association's calling card in the state legislature, the annual top 10 chief concerns to members. Those are, according to growingproduce.com, immigration, increasing wage costs, water supply and availability, immigration enforcement, groundwater, labor regulations, water quality, food safety, health care costs, and plant health materials. CFFA serves as a liaison to regulatory and legislative authorities, acting as a unified voice for members. While saying the China trade war is what it is, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told the United Fresh Conference in Washington, D.C., a new trade agreement with Japan may be days away. The Packer.com reports Perdue says President Trump is working to expand exports to Japan, and we want them to be a good customer, but we want them to play by the rules. In late August, the U.S. and Japan announced an agreement in principle to a trade deal. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.